Welcome everyone to Project Offbeat. It's your host, Lance and Matt, and we're doing our season 4 finale.
Yeah.
So today, our episode will be broken down into two parts, two components, right? Our first episode will be about our season highlights, right? And our second episode will be about us reflecting on our wins for the year.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to be a very exciting, very personal episode, and you will hear a lot more from Lance and Matt because there will be no guests today. So let's start off with the very first part of the show, which is us reflecting on the wins. All right, Matt. So in this episode, we will be reflecting on around 5 to 7 wins that we had for season 4, right? So are you excited? I've listed out a couple, and it's very surreal actually reading about all these wins, right? So let's start. Number one win for the year that, of course, we are very grateful for our Coffbeat note. The very first one is that for first time in Project Coffbeat history, we've recorded a career high 16 episodes for the year.
16 episodes. That's the highest we've done so far.
For context for everyone, I think we've just recorded 6 episodes of season 1.
6 episodes.
8 episodes of season 2. Probably 12 of season 3.
Uy. Pataas ng pataas.
Pataas ng pataas, right? And I think that's a win in a sense that it showed some determination on our end.
Yeah.
Right? It showed some encouragement that we continue to do this even if it gets tiring every day.
Yeah.
Right? And actually, we also recorded a couple more episodes, although yun lang, diba, we had some difficulties with our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya hindi namin siya ma-release, no, yung mga episode yun. But diba, in this season, Matt, we've actually guested a couple of high-profile guests as well.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. First that comes to mind this season is obviously OPM icon Ebi Dancel.
Yeah, that's the last episode we released.
That last episode for the year, one. Right? I don't know, Matt. I mean, I felt very warm when talking to him, no? I mean, you wouldn't think that he wrote those classic songs the way he talked to us, diba?
Lest we forget, si Howie Severino.
Howie Severino, right? Super media journalist, right? And there was this time where he was just really talking to us and giving us tips on how to survive in this media world.
Yeah.
This unforgiving media world, right? Where it's all about engagement and whatnot, right? Of course, we also have a couple of famous tenured professors, right? Sure. In Queen Ali Chua.
Yes.
Diba? Famous writer, columnist, diba? Professor in Ateneo, diba? And I think it's very interesting that she actually, wrote and talked about family businesses, but all the way to mental health of students, diba? Mm. That was such an unforgettable episode with her.
Right. Saka total, Pride Month na yun.
Yeah.
We had the wonderful Mix Chanel.
Yon, diba?
From Mbeke naman.
Exactly, right? I think she was a winner for one of these online competitions, right? So that in itself, diba? So, it's such a nice way to reflect back at our time in our season 4 episode, right? Which is, we recorded 16 episodes. Alright, number 2 win for the year, Matt, is for the first time in Project Offbeat history, we've eclipsed 1,000 unique listeners for a singular episode.
For one episode.
Wow.
So, can you guess?
Professor. Siyempre.
Okay.
So, the episode that eclipsed 1,000 plays, I think just last week, around late June, was Professor Ambet Ocampo,
wow.
Public historian.
Congratulations, Sir Ambet.
Grabe, I mean, it just shows that, I remember the time, Matt, that parang di pa nga dapat matutuloy, di ba?
Oo nga.
He wasn't an easy invite, right? You know, of course, I think we filled in during the pandemic pa noon, no? So it was very hard to set up logistically. But thank you to Ambet, right? For being with us. Why do you think that Ambet, trends among all of our episodes?
To no surprise, no, he's also one of our top view getters in YouTube as well.
Yeah.
There's just something about Ambet, eh?
Yeah.
He invites criticism, feedback, discussion about, history and everything that he's involved with.
It's very, very interesting, right? I guess people want to know more about history.
Oh, sure, I don't know, right?
History.
Especially Jose Rizal's history. Diba? He is the Jose Rizal expert after all. Diba? Yeah. So yun ay sinasabi niya. Okay, moving on to our number 3 win for the year. I think this is the first time in Project Coffee history as well that we've partnered with an official media organization.
Yes, yes.
In that of Q Radio 105.1.
Q is good for you.
Q is good for you, right? So for those that aren't as aware what Q Radio or who Q Radio is, it's one of the top music radio stations in the country, right? It's available in 105.1, diba? And Matt, I think, when was that? You told me about this story. Napakinggan mo tayo sa Oche somewhere there, no?
Oh,
can you talk to us about that?
Well, for context kasi, for those who don't know, Q Radio and Project Offbeat teamed up to create an ad that would run in the radio. So, I don't know if you guys heard while tuning into Q Radio, but one time, my family and I were in the car, biglang lumabas yung ad na you. Nagulat si mama. Sabi niya, uy, nasa radio ka pala. So it's like, it's a nice feeling. No?
Right.
We never expected that we'd be on radio, on the airwaves.
Ma, we made it moment.
Mm.
Diba? Ma, we made it moment talaga. And I think Q Radio as a partner, no, it helped us become more professional.
Siyempre.
Right? Being able to be exposed to these radio DJs who do media work for a living.
Yeah.
Diba? We had to up our game. They challenge us yung ads natin, ang nipis daw pakinggan, diba? And they ask us to retake some of it, diba? And they have to cure it a bit, diba? And their studio was heck crazy technological, diba? Parang everything is there, diba? Everything is connected, diba? They also have troubleshooting in case magkamali ka mapindot mo yung on-air button or whatnot, diba?
That's really nice of them, no? We even got to meet some of the DJs.
Exactly.
Shout out to Marga.
Shout out to DJ Marga, right? Shout out to DJ Dre, right? So, I don't know. That experience, that partnership with them, no? I don't know how long this will be, no, for our partnership, but they really helped us elevate our game.
Yeah.
Right? Embrace what we are as a media organization and a media content platform.
Yeah. DJ Lexi.
DJ Lexi, of course,
right?
DJ Lexi. Diba? Who was a radio DJ before, but shifted to being a station manager. Diba? So that was amazing as well. Okay. What number are we? Are we four? Number four win?
Number four.
Right, okay. So number four win, no. Matt, we were able this season to put faces to our listeners. And what do I mean by that? For the first time in Project Coffee history, Matt and I actually did an on-site event. And nakakatawa nun because I think we started off also doubting ourselves. Would anyone ever, you know, reach out to us, have a brunch with us, just to talk about the show that we've created?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, when we did our meet and greet,
yeah,
like pa-survey tayo dun, if you remember, right?
Yeah.
We
ran it in some of our episodes.
Exactly, right? And less than a week, we were fully booked.
Wow. Yeah.
Diba? Fully booked na kami nun. Albeit we only reserved for a couple of slots, diba? Because tight yung budget namin ni Matt nun. It was so reassuring that meron pala talaga nakikinig sa atin, Matt.
Of course.
Right? I'm not sure why. Is it the content? Is it the guest?
I hope so.
I hope so, right? Or I hope it was also the personality that we bring into the show, diba? Sobrang very reassuring now, you know, that there are actually people that are listening to us. And these are not just numbers in Spotify.
Yeah.
But these are not just random, you know, metrics that you report to, you know, whatever organization, right? So about this brunch, basically, we went to Persaros Cafe.
Yeah. Shout out to Misha.
Shout out to Misha Segara, our partner, our owner for Persaros Cafe. And she hosted us for that on-site event in what we did, a meet and greet and a user testing. Basically, we listen to our audience, what they like about our show and what they want to improve in our show.
Yeah.
Right? So it's very interesting. I hope we can do a lot more of those events, man. Maybe next time. Maybe an event for catering for everyone.
Mm.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Alright. So, we're off to our number 5 win. Was it?
Yes.
Was it number 5? Okay. Number 5 win. I'm not sure if you guys heard our ad in the entry of our episodes. I mean, I don't blame you guys for skipping it, maybe, possibly, right? But this year, we've evolved Project Offbeat to be hashtag more than a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Matt, can you talk to us about how that evolved?
So, the idea was to use some of our technologies in terms of the cameras, in terms of mics, in terms of whatnot, to create different shows or to cover events.
Yep.
And I'm glad to say that we had a few clients.
Yep.
And yes, it's now it's essentially a brand new project Offbeat called Offbeat Communications.
You
and ayon.
So, diba? Yeah. So it's basically like this media startup that we did in Matt, no? Wherein we do event coverages.
Yeah.
We also do content production.
Yeah.
Diba? Let's say that's what we do now in Project Offbeat. Why not sell it as well as a service? Diba? So basically, why we're telling you guys this is because we also want to tell you that, you know, producing this kind of content in Project Offbeat is not easy. There are bills to pay.
Mm.
There are studios to rent.
Yeah.
There are equipments to buy.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I guess we did this venture to sort of manage that expenses.
And, you know, it's an opportunity to learn newer skills, to meet new people.
Yeah.
And to take the Offbeat and brand ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi as you guys may have known, right? Me and Matt, we work in tech startups, diba? And there's not much opportunities for us to actually expose ourselves to the media realm.
Yeah.
Diba? And the creative realm to create these content. Diba? So it's very exciting and we treat this as a win as well, diba? Because ngayon, dalawa na yung branches ni Project Offbeat.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe in the future, lumaki pa kami into a bigger media venture.
I hope so.
Right? Okay. And I hope you guys are still there for the ride, diba? It's gonna be a very exciting show. Alright, so number six, Matt, win for the year is that we were actually featured by an HR startup by the name of Workbeat.
Yes.
Right? So, we actually talked to this HR startup but represented by Miss Eunice Braga.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, no? She guested us to talk about insights on the Offbeat app. Parang ganun, no? Diba? Tama ba?
Yeah.
Ano ba yung mga tapos na pinag-usapan niya?
So, we kind of turned it into our Women's Month episode.
There you go. Oh yeah, there you go. The Women's Month episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, you talk about insights from our off-beaten guests, our off-beaten women guests.
There you go, right? And I think I remember Eunice specifically asked, right? Based on everything that you've learned from Project Offbeat, diba, how can you tell someone that they are ready to make the change or that transition in a career? Diba? And that's very exciting, though. No? I mean, gusto namin kayo bigyan ng sagot dito, right? But of course, we want you guys to listen to that Women's Month episode, right? Where we talked about, you know, the beauty of interdisciplinary, learning about many perspectives, diba? Before all of it, diba?
Baka may lalabas rin sa episode 2 of our season.
Oh, yun. Nagbibigay ka ata dyan ng teaser, diba? Teaser in our episode, right? So, yeah, I mean, all of that, diba? And I guess last win that I want to basically run down to, para lucky number 7 tayo, right, is that as of this season, we have recorded a total of 72 episodes for Project Offbeat Podcast. You know why I felt like this was a win, man? Because I remember the time when we interviewed Podcast Network Asia, Ron Baitiong.
Oh yeah, okay.
Ano sabi niya? Natatandaan mo, pre?
Ponzi?
Sabi niya, get back to me after 100 episodes kung nag-podfade ka na or kung napagod ka na.
Okay.
And I felt like that was a win, not because what the heck? We've reached 75% of that 100 mark.
Yeah.
And perhaps next season, we might reach the century mark already. And to be able to do this show 100 times, Matt, 100 times you edited,
oh my.
100 times we found a guest. 100 times we talked about and researched about a guest, diba? I think that's an achievement in itself.
Of course. I think there's a lot that goes into the back end that
people
don't see, of course.
Exactly.
But we try our best to give you guys the best episodes, the best guests that we can find.
Correct.
Diba? So, parang, I mean, of course, this is a portion of our lives already.
Yeah.
We've dedicated this passion project. So,
yeah,
you know, I get where you're coming from. You know, it makes you sentimental a little bit.
di ba? Parang, shit. Kung ngayon sentimental tayo, 75 episodes pa lang, imagine if we hit 100 mark.
Yeah.
Baka magpag-giveaway kami or magpakain kami, no? I don't know. Mga ka-offbeat, right? So, yeah, that's basically, you know, the 7 wins that we had this season 4, this 2023. And we just like to, you know, share it to our ka-offbeat, I guess, because they were part of this journey.
Yeah.
And, sorry, Matt, medyo na-emotional ako. They were part of this journey. They, you know, we toiled a lot, but
yeah.
without them fueling this journey, we might have given up at episode 30.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right? So, yun, Project Offbeat, continue to listen to us, right? And I hope that you also check out our part 2 of this season 4 finale episode, where we would now be talking about guest highlights and an added perspective, a deep dive.
Our own insights
embedded into our guests' insights. Right? So yeah, see you soon, ka-offbeat, and salamat for listening to us again. Kita-kits.